Now, if you typed the word walnuts into a search engine, you'd find out pretty soon that they have been granted special status by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA has said walnut producers may state the potential health benefits of their product on store packages. Dr. David Kessler is former FDA commissioner under the elder President Bush and President Clinton and is a Morning Edition commentator. He says the sudden spotlight on walnuts doesn't bode well for new trends in FDA decision-making.
You know, one of the questions is why walnuts? Why not peanuts? Why not cashews? Do walnuts have better lawyers? Who petitioned the FDA? There is some preliminary evidence that walnuts may have certain benefits with regard to heart disease, but the evidence is not in.
The walnut lobby, get them in. But this is about the FDA's decision to allow companies to claim that walnuts reduce heart disease and to put that on the package. Is that a good idea?
Well, I was troubled by FDA's decision. If you read the fine print, FDA scientists concluded that the evidence was too weak to make a health claim that was allowed under the food labeling law passed by Congress in the 1990s. In fact, the consensus of FDA's three independent reviewers that looked at all the data was that it was uncertain whether increasing consumption of walnuts will reduce heart disease.
It's going to have to be a big package to get all this information on.
And I don't think you're going to see this statement on packages, in fact, because there's so many qualifications. It was actually the agency's lawyers that allowed the claim under a new type of claim that they have invented that they called a qualified health claim. The problem with the qualified claim is that the standard that is being applied is based on the legal standard of commercial free speech and not the scientific principles that most Americans associate with FDA action.
But why not give consumers the information and let them decide?
Sure. That's always a good point. But I don't know if you remember back to before the enactment of the food labeling laws in the early 1990s. You know, lowering the bar for the evidence needed to make claims on food packages hurts consumers. I think it hurts companies. Companies are harmed because they lose credibility. Consumers are harmed because too often they are given information that upon further study turns out to be false. I certainly don't want to return to those days.
Former President Carter may weigh in on behalf of the peanut.
That's right. We may end up with the nut wars.
Dr. David Kessler is former commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and now dean of the School of Medicine at the University of California at San Francisco.